Impact Audio presents A Baseball Gaijin by Aaron Fishman. Read for you by Brian Nishi. A pair of recently departed relatives who were perpetually supportive of me and this project, Jerome Behar and my maternal grandmother, Alice Nieman. This book is also dedicated to my amazing father, Joel. Foreword by Don Nomura. Most people first associate me with Hideo Nomo, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm very proud of my role in helping Hideo make baseball history. When he signed with the Dodgers in February 1995, he inched closer to becoming the first Japanese-born player to play in the major leagues in 30 years. Then, on May 2nd, he did it, holding the rival Giants to one hit over five scoreless innings, attracting the attention of millions on both sides of the Pacific. Hideo's so-called tornado delivery was certainly striking, but he was darn good, too. That first season, he won National League Rookie of the Year, starting the All-Star Game, and placed fourth in Cy Young voting. Hideo was not on loan from his Japanese team, as was the case with Masanori Murakami in the 1960s. Rather, he planned to become the first player from Japan to leave Nippon professional baseball on a permanent basis and forge a long MLB career. Of course, Hideo was able to accomplish that, and as a result, his journey from Japan to the majors has rightly been credited for opening the door for Japanese players to come to the majors. I don't even think brave would be the right word to describe Hideo in deciding to head to the States. Instead, I would say he was determined. Absolutely determined. Let me explain. At the time, Max Suzuki was my only client, and a friend of Hideo's introduced us. Early in our first conversation, it was clear that his mind was already set. He basically said, "Nomura-san, I'm going to play in the major leagues next year, so just get me over there." In other words, he knew he was doing it, and it became my job to figure out how that would work, legally and contractually. The reason brave seems misleading or wrong is that Hideo was supremely confident in his game and basically tunnel-visioned with what he wanted to do, with what he felt he had to do. As far as I could tell, he had no fear or anxiety about the move from a cultural or baseball perspective. It didn't seem to matter to him that he spoke virtually no English and had only ever lived an Eastern lifestyle. Those were not even conscious obstacles to him. His goal, his motivation, was to play in the big leagues. Everything else was secondary. Maybe, at 26, he was too inexperienced or naive to anticipate how difficult some of those cultural adjustments would be. Regardless, we hatched a plan, and he was fully on board. I told him, "You have to learn the language. You'll have an interpreter, but I want you to go out with the players, talk with them, get to know them." It turns out, he quickly got close to fellow starting pitchers Ramon Martinez, Chan-ho Park, and Ismael Valdez, all through the speaking of English, which was the first language of none of them. Mike Piazza became a good friend, too. Most of all, though, I think then-Dodgers owner Peter O'Malley's embracing of the role of a fatherly figure ensured that Hideo felt comfortable in every aspect of life, from living quarters and team travel to the on-the-field matters and everything in between. It wasn't as if Hideo didn't receive significant support from others. He did, and it was invaluable. But all the support in the world would not have mattered if he were prone to giving up and returning to Japan when circumstances became difficult. My point in touching on Hideo's story of overcoming challenge after challenge to make history is to highlight the singular importance of setting a goal, as lofty as it might be, and going after it with everything you've got, no matter the sacrifices you have to make. Hideo's sheer determination reminds me of that of Tony Barnett, my client whose inspirational story occupies the forthcoming audiobook. Tony, a white American choosing to go to Japan in the hopes of revitalizing his stagnating career and one day achieving his lifelong goal of pitching in the major leagues, is in some ways quite different from Hideo and his past.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?